David Donegal, ladies, on something of a roll. Three wins from your three opening games, and no doubt looking for a fourth tomorrow when you play Kildare in Milford.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, we've had the perfect start, Tom, and three out of three. I think I would have said to you previously, we targeted two out of three because we had two away games, but no, look, the girls have played well. We have three out of three with Kildare at home tomorrow, and yeah, look, we'd be looking to make a four out of four now. We wouldn't be taking Kildare for granted, but yeah, we'll be optimistic enough now.
Yeah, I suppose the key responsibility for you and Sean O'Kane now is to keep the feet on the ground and keep people from getting maybe a little dizzy.
I think that's right. You know, and I suppose we're lucky enough, Tom, with a good blend in there. We have, you know, some of the more senior players who've been about for a few years, and with the younger girls, and they've worked hard. You know, this week, and we had a good chat with them on Wednesday night, and we had a good tough session on Wednesday night, you know, and I think that maybe just brought them back to the reality again, you know, when, especially when you're knocking around Convoy in the driving rain, you know, it keeps the feet on the ground now, to be fair.
Yeah, and in terms of squad and team for tomorrow, have you got everybody, or is the usual suspects of recent weeks, obviously Geraldine McLaughlin is still out, is she, and...
Geraldine is still out, but thankfully now she has the date for operation this incoming week. Kate Keeney has the all clear after the knock on the head, but we'll rest her this week anyway, certainly, and we'll give her another break. Rose Boyle probably not going to be available tomorrow. She came off early last week, just a bit of a knock, and she was struggling to catch her breath, and she seems to have developed some flu-like symptoms, so she's not available. And Ciara Hegarty has a lecture tomorrow, so look, we're probably not going to have Rose and Ciara available. But aside from that, you know, we have the remainder of the squad.
And I know there was difficulties with some of the girls travelling home; they were abroad as well.
That's right. Niamh McLaughlin, unfortunately, again, the flights don't suit this week either. It's just she's based in Newcastle there, and the flights vary in times, you know, over Saturday and Sundays, and it just doesn't work. So if we get by this weekend, I think we should be suitable for the following games, and then the other girls will be home very shortly now for St Patrick's Day and Easter, and we'll get a look at them, and that'll maybe help us as well.
Who are you talking about there?
Well, you'd have Aisling Cunningham, who's based in London, Karen Feeney, who's based up in Edinburgh College, and of course Rosie McCafferty, who's in Coventry there, and just in the back of one in the British Championship with Coventry University there, so... she's in a good place for herself.
Yeah. So given all the absentees really that you've had, it's been a great start altogether.
It is, Tom. And you mean it's going to make it very difficult for those girls who are due to come back, you know, because it's very hard to change a one-on formula, Tom. And I would have seen that over the years. You know, the girls that have been in there have stepped up, you know, and they've laid claim to their place, and they're playing very, very well now, Tom, and we'd be very happy. And if I go back to Wednesday night now, they put in a tough, tough session, all of them on Wednesday night. We had a session last night in Convoy again, late on Friday night, and the girls asked to go late on Friday night at 9 o'clock, you know, the college girls, so they would be home to you know, so they could be facilitated, and we've done that. And look, they're going well now, we'd be happy.
So obviously a great hunger there to do well.
Yes, yeah. I think now, you know, the Armagh game certainly gave them a boost, you know, to beat a team of that quality. But look, you know, when you get on a roll, Tom, winning's a bit like losing. We lost 10 games last year. We've won 3 this year, and it's a complete reversal. But, you know, it becomes a habit, and whilst we wouldn't take anything for granted, it certainly puts them in a good frame of mind, and they're anxious to get to the next game in a very positive way. So, yeah it's good at the minute now.
And what of Kildare? What do you know of them?
I actually struggle to get any information of any significance. I know they have 3 points from three, Tom. They won their first game against Meath by an odd point. They beat Clare in Clare. No, sorry, they drew with Clare in Clare, but they took a bit of a thumping now against Cavan. So look, they need the points tomorrow. If they were to lose tomorrow, that would probably put their semi final. This under pressure, so they're coming. I know they were travelling up today and staying overnight, so they're serious about it. In terms of the personnel, I know they've a couple of girls inside now, apparently very strong and very nippy, but they're a fairly mature team. I think they've stuck together well over the last 3 or 4 years, but I don't really have a whole pile of information on them, Tom. So it's a wee bit of a, you know, into the blind side tomorrow.
And tell me, in terms of your own selection, have you finalised your team yet?
We haven't actually finalised it, but obviously with Keir Hegarty being unavailable and Rose Boyle, that's going to mean some changes in the back line, but it may well mean that Tracey Doherty drops back into the corner again, and she's fairly multifunctional. She seems to have that ability to play in either corner at either end of the pitch. Eimear Gallagher probably move out from full-back into centre-half, with Nicole McLaughlin dropping into the full-back line, and we'll make a decision just on the on who plays his other wing half back tomorrow morning, just when we get a wee look at them and get the update on Rose Boyle. But that looks like it'll be pretty much the same team apart from that one change.
You mentioned the semi-final place. That's what you've been chasing down. And realistically, I haven't checked the numbers, but I would imagine if you win tomorrow, you're more or less home and hosed on that one.
I think that's right, Tom. I haven't actually done the sums myself, but I think if we won tomorrow, it would make it very difficult for us not to make one of the semi-final spots. That being the case, it, you know, takes a little bit of the pressure off the last three games, and the trick then is to try and actually to top the section. And I think the way the draw works is one plays four and two plays three, and that'll not be an easy game, but in theory it makes it slightly easier than paper anyway, you know.
Yeah, so a good enough incentive tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. You know, we're not looking past tomorrow. The Gaels aren't looking past tomorrow. We're literally, I know it's a cliche, but we're taking it one game at a time. Tomorrow, look, we'll see what it brings, and hopefully maybe at a quarter past two tomorrow we'll have another couple of points on the board, whether we won that game by a point or 5 points or 10 points, you know.